Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill are the winningest senior class in Indiana University women's basketball history. One more victory will see them hang a banner as well as WNIT champions. It's the Hoosiers and Hokies of Virginia Tech tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Here's seniors Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill.
It's just really exciting. You know, we're going to go to the WNIT championship game, you know, something that has never been done here before. And our ultimate goal, you know, is to hang that banner, the WNIT. You know, of course, we wanted to make it to the NCAA tournament was our ultimate goal. But then, you know, we're still playing postseason ball. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people aren't right now. And so we're really fortunate and lucky. And so it was really special, you know, to be able to see my family after the game and give them hugs.
Her partner in crime, senior Amanda Cahill, also gave us her thoughts after the big victory. Cahill and Buss making up one of the most dynamic duos in program history, the number one and number four all-time leading scorers.
I mean, it's extremely special, kind of like Tyra mentioned previously, but it's also, I think, extra special. It gets to be at home again, so we're back at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, which is pretty cool, especially being seniors. We get to play our last collegiate game, you know, kind of where it all began, so we're really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a good turnout.
Perspectives from the seniors and some perspective from the head coach as we get ready for tomorrow's final at 3 o'clock.
You know, I was talking to T, what it would be like to finish your career with a win. There's not a lot of people that get to do that, right? And, you know, when she and B are able to think, you know, reflect back on their career, the lasting memory they're going to have is we won our last one. And, you know, what a special position to be in for those two kids.
The final step is taking advantage of being in that position, cutting down the nets on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall home court floor. Best of luck to the Hoosiers tomorrow. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Hoosiers of Terry Morin will host the WNIT Championship Final tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall right here on the campus of Indiana University against Virginia Tech. Hosting NCAA championships at any level isn't something that happens every day, and that's why tomorrow's game is a big deal. Our great friend Chuck Crabb puts it all in perspective.
You know, there's something special, Mike, when you start thinking about a national final a championship on your home campus. Going back through mind and thinking here, obviously Doc and Hobie won, I believe, their second NCAA swimming and diving championship in 1969 at Royer Pool, and then Coach Egley with the 88, the third championship, but that 1-0 victory over Howard. And now we come up with this WNIT, and what great excitement. The competition we've had at Simon Scott Assembly Hall and the crowds that have just grown game after game after game, and the five games we played, and just shy of 8,000 the other night, and oh my, it was outstanding.
And I asked Chuck, why has this team been embraced so well by the community?
Well, the personalities that we have and the way that we've gone out and promoted and made the student-athletes available in the community. I mean, families have always been the hallmark of support for Indiana women's basketball, and they have come out very, very regularly, and it keeps growing, and it's exciting, and now friends bring friends, and obviously we've had a tremendous outreach program going into the elementary schools, and it just has manifested itself, and it's so exciting.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.